Case number 131882 Farms, Inc. seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale. Sections 115-83.6 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the corner of Sussex Highway and Laurel Road. The 911 address is 30983 Sussex Highway and Laurel. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 332, Map 1, Parcel 100. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
And again, we have Max Bushall, who is here. He's previously been sworn in this evening, and he does not need to be resworn in.
Okay, so very similar proposal, except this one is new for this year. We have not had the privilege of operating here before. However, this comes with a package deal of leases that we have with Royal Farms. We operate about 35 fireworks tent locations with these guys every year. This will be our second year in a deal with them operating that quantity of locations. It'll be another 20-by-40 tent. It is installed on Laurel Road, kind of close to the corner there where the corner of the property is. Just off the ramp, sets back about 75 feet from the nearest fuel dispensing pump. This will again be staffed 24/7 by one of our trained operators, visited every day by one of our route managers. The thing with trash removal here, we do have the privilege to use the Royal Farms dumpster for trash removal. Very similar lighting setup. We will have a small generator on site for small LED lights pointing inwards. There will be no outward-facing noise created by Bluetooth speakers or anything of that nature. Still selling 1.4G consumer fireworks in accordance with Delaware state law. The tent will be staked in the grass portion and weighted in the pavement portion here. The tent will sit in the parking spaces such that it will not impede the drive aisle access. Other than that, it's very similar to our other fireworks tent programs.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Questions from the board?
So this this tent that's sitting in the parking lot, even though that's a drive area right there, where's the access to the tent for the customers that are coming up? Are they going to be standing in the drive aisle, or are they going to?
No, so access will be on the two ends opposite of the drive aisle. So they the parking area where the tent will sit, there will be spaces blocked off if you're looking at the tent from the inside to the right to allow for customer access, and then there will be another entrance on the complete opposite side coming in from the grass aisle there. So you'll have two entrances there.
So there will be no standing foot traffic in the lane?
Okay. No.
And again, the distance from the fueling station?
Greater than 50 feet, approximately 75 feet on this one. 50 feet is what's required by NFPA 1124.
And seeking 1 year for this one?
We'll seek 1 year for this one, yes.
Sometimes with these, they have storage bins. Is there going to be a storage bin on this site?
We're not planning on having a storage bin on this site unless it would be required by the board. This one will be staffed 24/7 by a night watchman and an operator switching off. We had a location, if I may add, in the Harbison area last year, and we found that the lot was a little bit busy to accommodate both businesses, so this is a replacement location for a previously approved location last year. It's better suits having more access and availability for traffic flow such to not impede Royal Farms' business.
Mr. Sharp?
Hours of operation, again, 9 to 9.
Except for the 3rd and the 4th, which would be approximately 9 to 10 and 9 or 9 to 11.
Okay. And we're still looking up in 3 days and then down by the 10th?
Correct.
Now, you'd mentioned it was too crowded at the Harbison Royal Farms last year. What makes you believe that, in ROFO as well, that it will not have that same issue at this location?
We have access to transaction data and consumer foot traffic count for all of Royal Farms' locations, and this one is considerably less than that of the other location. The square footage of the parking lot here, if you were to look at their plans, it's also considerably more. They have more parking for consumers. The space count is simply higher. There's more room for traffic.
Is there, how many parking spaces will this take up, or is it all going to be in the grass?
The tent itself will take up about 4 parking spaces.
Do we know if this is an overparked parking lot? Do they have more spaces than is needed there, than is required?
That I do not know as required. However, the number of parking spaces at this particular site are more than a previous site that we operated with them.
And I believe you said the tent was 20 by 40. Is that the same size as the tent you had at Harbison last year?
At Harbison, we had a 20 by 20 tent, which is about half the size.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13188? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13188? And if there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing. We'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13188 for Two Farms, Inc., for the request of special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring or adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that the approval for this be valid for a period of 1 year. Also, the conditional use to be conforming to the recommended hours of 9 to 9, and on the 3rd and the 4th from 9 to 11. Also that the setup will be conforming to the site plan, and that it will be set up and torn down for the dates requested.
I second the motion.
Do you want to have the dates for the tent being up? I know you had said they'd be up 3 days and then tear down, but we usually put in there that it'd be from the June 21st to
21st to July.
July the 4th.
July 4th, yeah, right.
So you wish to add that to your motion?
Yes.
And Mr. King, do you second that, adding that to the
motion? I second adding that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levenga?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13188 has been approved.